أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday the sixth para was mentioned or recited in the Taraweeh Salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens this para with a very important injunction in the verse that لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the open expression of evil talks in public. Example, to protest, to demonstrate in public about the evil that has afflicted a person, and this is only in certain circumstances the person is allowed to do, and there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the exception, illa man dhulim, where he, a person reached such levels where it is intolerable, he cannot now take it anymore. So only that is the exception when a person makes the public oppression, and that is because for others to save themselves. So that is one of the reasons that a person is allowed to do so. But generally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like a person goes around the public and disclosing evil amongst people. And is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once a person complained about the bad behavior of his neighbor. This neighbor was very, very aggressive towards him and was very, very evil towards him. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, if that is the case, then take all your goods out. Take it and put it on the road and leave it over there. There was all obviously some hikmah and wisdom behind this. Thereafter, when people started passing and saw this person with all his goods out, they asked him naturally, what is wrong? Why have you got all your goods over here? He said that this person, this neighbor of mine, is giving me untold taklim and he is causing me all types of inconvenience. So people started now taunting this person and asking, why are you doing this? And asking questions. So this person felt ashamed and he came to his neighbor and he said, bring back your books. From now on, I will not do any harm to you. So this was the wisdom of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teaching. And here also a person should understand that jahra bisu, this qawl and this verbal expression includes all types of sins. Example, gossiping, backbiting, carrying tales, fitna mongering, all these things fall under the purview of this verse. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ سَمِيعًا عَلِيمًا. Allah is fully aware and he hears everything and he has full knowledge of everything. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears what is the cry of your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of your condition. But إِن تُبْدُوا خَيْرًا أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ, that if you bring something on open, which is something very good, and you أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ, or whether you conceal it, أَوْ تَعْفُوا عَنْ سُوءٍ, or whether you overlook the faults of people, then فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَفُوًا قَدِيرًا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of forgiving and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is your condition. But if you choose the better cause, that is you forgive and overlook, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also overlook your faults, insha'Allah. And also a person, it is mentioned in the Quran that it is permissible to take retaliation and revenge. Allah mentions in another verse, وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَآقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا أُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ, that if you take revenge, then take that much of revenge that according to the harm that was done to you. If you take more than that, then this will be regarded as injustice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ, but if you persevere, make sabr, overlook the faults, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is better for you. وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ, if you make sabr, this is better for you. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَهُوا, that forgive, overlook the faults of people. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, don't you love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, don't you love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you? That when a person does this, what high qualities the person will gain, and Allah will increase a person's honor in this very world. Once Hazrat Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most honored person in your sight? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the one who forgives despite having the ability to avenge himself. He has the opportunity of taking revenge. He has the opportunity of taking full retribution. But for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he overlooks the faults. Such a person is very honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continuing on the next page, with regards to the belief of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the antagonists, the Jews, had plotted to kill Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. What had happened was they restricted his movements and they imprisoned him. And the leader of the Jews, Yahuda, now said, let's march and now let's finish him off. So he appointed one person by the name of Taitanus and told him, you go into the chamber or the room where Isa alayhi salam is and kill him. So it so happened, Allah, when this person entered, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the figure, made Taitanus resemble Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Isa alayhi salam to go up to ascend towards the skies. Bal rafa'allahu ilayhi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but we were the ones who caused him to come up to the sky, and we elevated him towards the skies. And towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا قَتَلَوْهُ يَقِينًا, that indeed with yaqeen and conviction, no one killed him, that Isa alayhi salam is alive in the heavens. Bal rafa'allahu ilayhi, that we lifted him up towards the heavens. And when the Jews came and they saw the Taitanus over here, but obviously in a shakal and with the resemblance of Isa alayhi salam, they had killed him, thinking they had killed Isa alayhi salam. The further verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the belief of the Christians who believe in Trinity, that one is three and three is one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They believe that they are three gods, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, oh Christians, do not say such thing. وَلَا تَقُولُوا ثَلَاثًا إِنْتَهُ خَيْرًا لَكُمْ, that abstain from such things, this is better for you, or better for you. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins doing Suratul Ma'ida, which is a Madani surah, which is revealed Madinatul Munawwara. The very first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu awfu bil-uqud, that O people of Iman, fulfill your pledges. Ya, the ulama explain, also in another verse it is mentioned that Allah ta'ala says, Wa awfu bil-ahd, that fulfill your promises and your covenants. Innal ahda kana mas'oola, that all this will be taken task to. You will be held responsible and you will question about these things. Yeah, the ulama explained that there are three types of pledges. One was the pledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from mankind. And what was that pledge? That alastu bi rabbikum, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was manifest to each and every soul. At that time when mushahada had taken place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, yeah, am I not your Rabb? All of them in unison said, qalu bala, so why not? You are our Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no person can say that and can deny that we do not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In anime arwah, this pledge was taken from us. The second pledge, that second type, is those vows, those oaths or promises a person makes. There is very, is binding upon a person. He emphasizes and he takes a qasam and he says, I will do this, I will do that. And he makes it binding upon himself. Here also it is important that he fulfills that pledge. And this third type is with regards to contracts with people. For example, a person makes a contract, a business deal, or even with regards to marriage, it is a contract between husband and wife. So it is very, very important that we all the time fulfill the pledges of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very important usul that for the betterment of society. And this is a fatwa every person should carry with him and remind himself and reciting. Many muftis also, where they quote the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. This is a fatwa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. What is this fatwa? Ta'awanu ala al-birri wa taqwa, wa la ta'awanu ala al-ithmi wal-udwan, that assist one another upon righteousness and taqwa, and do not assist anyone upon gunas, sins and transgression. It mentioned in the hadith that man sunna sunnatan hasana, that person who initiates a good deed. For example, a person builds a masjid, a person distributes Quran, a person builds a musafir khana, etc. Now as long as people take benefit, as long as people take benefit from there, this person who initiated all this, whatever good deed a person does and people take his advice, for example, a person is giving bayan and people make amal upon it, then not only they will get the sawab, but the person who initiated the sunnah. On the same token, man sunna sunnatan sayyata, that person who initiates something evil and people act upon it. For example, a person builds a cinema, a person builds a rave club or a disco and people flock to there. As long as that thing is there, people who enjoy themselves in sins, this person is also getting that sin. and the burden, and he has to bear the brunt of the sins of other people. So many of a person buys videos, DVDs of people and music, etc. And people start taking enjoyment in that music, etc. Then this person also will get the sin. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a very important ayat, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ إِسْلَامَ دِينًا. If a person reads this ayat, then he will be forced to say, involuntarily even, this person will say, رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا. That Allah mentioned in this verse, that in today we have perfected your deen, and we have completed for you my favors. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ إِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am happy that Islam is a way of life, a deen for you, which has come from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This verse was revealed in Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a day of Arafat. It was a day of Friday. A certain Jew came to Umar radiallahu anhu and told him that if this verse was revealed to us, then we will make it a day of celebration. Umar told him that indeed it was a double celebration. First and foremost, it was a day of Arafat. What a noble, what a great auspicious occasion. And secondly, it was the day of Jummah. And Umar radiallahu also understood that this was a sign that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise is very, very near. And not long after, plus minus about 80 days after this verse was revealed, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this temporary abode and he went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has perfected our deen. Ya ikmal means that deen is perfected, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever object he wanted, it has been accomplished and fulfilled. And itmam means it has been completed totally, that there is nothing new to come into Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a perfect way of life, a mode that was shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a very, very important verse of the Quran al-Kareem, and this is to show us that Islam is complete and Islam is a way of life. It is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a day of Qiyamah, that fasting will come, soam will come, salah will come, charity will come, and everyone will say, oh Allah, I am fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will acknowledge anta bi khair, that yes, you are very, very good, but not now. Later on we'll discuss with regards to you. Then everything will come, charity will come, I am charity. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you are also good, everything will be good. Then Islam will come, then Islam will address, oh Allah, anta salam wa ana al-islam. Oh Allah, you are the giver of peace, and Islam. Allah says, yes, yes, through you I will accept, through you I will take people to task, and through you I will give the rewards. So yeah, it shows the mizaj, the temperament. A person ought to have the temperament of deen. Deen is not becoming, unfortunately, become a departmental thing that we're making one start in our life. And when we come to the masjid, we have one, like a chameleon. We come, we show one face. Outside the masjid, we show another face. And many examples can be given like this. No, we need to enter into Islam completely. Then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this surah many, many verse laws in regards to hunting, the rules of wuzu, ghusl, etc. So that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can take benefit. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qissah of Musa alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his followers that enter a certain place, that is Palestine, and there were people called Amalika, and they were the Jabbarin. They were very oppressive people. And Musa alayhi salam gave an instruction that wage war against them. But what did they say? How obstinate they were. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَ أَبَدًا مَا دَامُ فِيهَا. That, oh Musa alayhi salam, we will never ever enter as long as they over there. Fadhab, and how audacious, how absurd claims they're making, that they're telling the Nabi of the time, Fadhab anta wa rabbuka, that you and your Lord go, faqatila, that you both of you go and fight, inna hauna, we are sitting over here, we're not going to come forward. Unlike the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Hazrat Miqdad bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, that on a battle of Badr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried, this clan of 313 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and when the Sahabi saw the fikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وسلم, he stood up and he said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we are not like the people of Musa alayhi salam, who told Musa alayhi salam, you and your Rabb go, but O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will accompany you, we will be on your right, on your left, on your rear, and we will come forward. And when this person said this, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a broad smile on his face, that look at my companions. Similarly, when Musa alayhi salam told the people that sami'na, that listen, but what did they say? Sami'na, listen and obey. What did they say? That sami'na wa asina, that we have listened, but we will disobey. But when the sahaba radiallahu anhum, what was their attitude? Sami'na wa ta'na, that oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi, whatever you say, we are prepared to listen and obey. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the kisa of Adam alayhi salam's two sons. وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهُمْ نَبَأَ ابْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. And yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the kisa of Adam alayhi salam's two sons. One was Habil and one was Qabil. Now for the continuation of the generation to continue, for the lineage of Adam alayhi salam, for productivity had to be made. So yeah, every year from one birth twins were born, a male and a female. Then the next year another set of twins, another male and female. But the condition was, now they could not marry the brother, could not marry the sister from the same birth. They had to marry a sister of the opposite gender from the next birth. So the lot that fell to Habil, well, obviously was the sister of Qabil. She was very attractive, very, very pretty. But the sister of Habil, which fell the lot of Qabil, was unattractive. She wasn't very, very attractive. So Qabil became very, very angry. And my ustad gave us a note over here. He said, how do you know who killed who? Who was the killer? He said, Qaf is for Qabil and Qaf is for Qatil. So nevertheless, he said that I will kill Habil because of jealousy. So Adam alayhi salam said, no, don't do this. Rather offer some offering, some qurbani. Here also we learn something very, very important, that at the time of qurbani, Habil put his best qurbani forward, a very, very healthy, strong lamb and a sheep. Whereas Qabil, he just offered something significant. And those days, they used to put it on top of a mountain, and a fire used to come, devour that qurbani or that sacrifice, and this was a sign of acceptance. When Habil put it forward, then immediately the fire came and devoured that sacrifice. So this was to say that we have accepted it from Habil. Innama yataqabbal Allah min al-muttaqin. We only accept it from those who are the muttaqin. And because of jealousy, this Qabil had killed Habil. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whatever gunas that take place of killing, then Qabil has to be granted because he was the first murderer. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how he got disposed of the corpse, where he did not know what to do with the corpse. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a miracle, sent two crows, and one fought to the other, and one killed the other, and started digging the ground and buried the crow. So he took a lesson from this, and he said, wail upon me, that how useless I am. These birds were the means of showing me how to bury the corpse of my brother. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in one verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That all people of Iman adopt taqwa. And what is the easy way of taqwa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ, that seek a way of nearness, seek a way of approach unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, do such actions that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Qatada rahmatullahi says, تَقَرَّبُوا إِلَيْهِ بِطَاعَتِهِ, that become closer, taqarrub qurb, to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of his itaat and obedience. وَالْعَمَلُ بِمَا يُرْضِهِ, and do such actions which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in Ramadan month, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a hadith that every faraz is multiplied 70 times. Every nafal is equivalent to the faraz. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَمَا يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيْهِ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أَحْبَبْتُهُ, that a person continues coming closer to me, that that qurb until with nawafil, the optional things. For example, in today's time, we can perform our tahajjud, our ishraq, our chaath, our awabin. This is a means of getting closest to Allah. But also, a person should be very particular with regards to qada salah. Thus, has a higher right than a nawafil salam. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the end of ikra bismi that make sujood and waqtarib. Continue making sajda and you will gain closest towards me. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made tarawih salah that we are reading 20 rakats. So Allah has given us 40 more opportunities of giving his closeness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَقُونَ الْعَبْ وَهُوَ سَاجِدًا وَكَمَا قَالْ. The most closest position a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is while he is in sajda. Similarly, with regards to the Quran al-Kareem, as Abu Darda radiallahu anhu mentioned, you cannot gain closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via anything except that which came directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the Quran al-Kareem. So many things a person can gain the closest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ, and strive in his path. One is going out in a part of Allah with armory, etc., with a sword and cavalry and waging war. And one jihad is also against the nafs. Al-mujahidu man jahada nafsahu fi ta'atillah. A mujahid is that person who makes mujahada against his nafs in regards to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the laws of punishment, the penal code. For example, those people who steal and highway robbery, banditry, etc. With regards to stealing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقْتَوْ أَيْدِيَهُمَا. As Hazrat explained yesterday very beautifully, that this is iman. A person should bring iman even on the ayats of capital punishment. Unfortunately, even good Muslims, orientalists, modernists, who say that this is barbaric, their iman is at stake. Yes, if it comes from a kafir, we'll understand. But so-called Muslims are saying, but a person might think, if a person goes to the Hijaz, etc., and they are implementing this law, in other words, everyone's hands will be found to be cut off. But this is not the case. What is the hikmah behind this? This is a deterrent. And nakala min Allah, it is a punishment, and with that, it is a deterrent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will fear now stealing anything. Why he fears that his hand, which is an amanat, now if he has to steal, he'll be cut off. So a person will desist from such things. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَ أُولِيَامُ, that do not take those people of the Jews and the Christians as friends. بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. الْكُفْرُ مِلَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ, that kufr is one millat, is one one platform. So it's very, very important. Yes, it doesn't mean now we become abrupt to people, to non-Muslims, or we become very, very aggressive towards them and rude. No, what it means that a person accordingly have a cordial relationship with regards to business ethics, etc. And this can also win a person towards the deen of Islam. Have the desire if these people also can enter into Islam. What is mamnu, what is prohibited, that a person shouldn't have so intimate and bosom friendship with such people. Why? This will lead to apostasy later on, so they can influence us. One is irtidad, a person becomes a kafir. But unfortunately today there's another type of apostasy, what we call the intelligence one, where irtidad is taking wholesale. Their people's minds are corrupted, they're influenced because of the West, because of what they are reading, because of what they are seeing, because of what they are taking from the kuffar, etc. And many a times a person reads articles, now they become convinced that this person is saying is true. So there is zulumat in what they are saying. So this is something very, very important with regards to our intellect. The person should save himself from this apostasy. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very important Quran which I have failed miserably, and Allah give us the tawfiq of implementing. Ya Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Ya O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make tabling of what has been revealed to you to others from the side of your Lord. Wa illam taf'al, if you have not done so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fama ballaghta risalata, then you have not fulfilled your risala and the mission of your effort. What it means to make tabligh amongst the non-Muslims. And this is a very, very important branch. And Allah guide our ulama and reward them abundantly. Mullah Qasim Sayyama Sahib, rahmatullahi, when in his time in Darul Newcastle, he made a lot of effort amongst the indigenous population. Similarly, Mullah Abdul Razak Sahib from Ladysmith, he also amongst the indigenous children, how he made effort upon them. And now, alhamdulillah, to a certain extent, this branch has taken place. And alhamdulillah, now Madrasa also is a branch of Dawah. Mullah Abdullah Dabili is doing a fantastic job. And Mullah Bashir, Mullah Ibrahim Timur, one of their works also is to go in a location and giving people Dawah, inviting them towards the deen of Islam. This was the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Obviously, hidayat is not in Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Here Allah says, definitely Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you guide towards the sirat al-mustaqim. Whereas in another verse, Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْ. That you cannot guide whomsoever you wishes. So yeah, the ulama explained very, very beautifully. Just supposing a person wants direction from here to Randfontein to Lens, a person will explain to a person. He will give him the rap map. He will give him the drawings. He will put it on his garment, etc. Punch it in his garment. Now, that is the real work of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show the path. But to physically take the path in the sirat al-mustaqim, this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what to say, how he fulfilled the responsibility, that the sahaba radiallahu anhu said, قَلْ بَلَّقْتَ رِسَالَةً. O Nabi of Allah, you have fulfilled this amana. وَدَيْتَ الْأَمَانَةً. You have fulfilled this great amana and trust that you had upon you. وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةِ. You advised the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةِ. And you remove all the sorrow from the ummah. وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. And you fulfill the rights of jihad. And jazakumullahu khairan wa ahsanul jaza. The only thing we can say is jazakullah to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, he had fulfilled his mission. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's desire is what la'allaka baqiyun nafsaka la yakun mu'minin. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even consoled Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are you going to destroy yourself in thinking that these people are going to bring iman? He died is only in my hands. So this is something very, very important. At least we can, it's not necessary for us now to go in a location now start giving doubt one way, but we can start those people who are working for us. For example, those maids that are working for us. On this note also, Mona Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi, it is mentioned that every maid that came to work for him, if for some reason they had to leave, but they left for the deen of Islam. Subhanallah. That Allah subhanallah, the akhlaq of Molana and the dawah was given to these maids, they went to the deen of Islam. Similarly, there are people in those hearts, they're looking for the truth, they're searching for the truth. They only need to be challenged in a right direction. There are people who've got good akhlaq, but they don't have the deen of Islam. The social welfare is taking place, that is something very necessary. But that of us really analyzes and will find that only is with regards to the comfort of his dunya. If a person is giving food, he's filling his stomach. If a person is providing blanket, he's giving him warmth. But if the person leaves this world without iman, then khasira dunya wal akhirah. His dunya is gone, akhirat is gone. So this is a very, very important injunction. Like was Hazrat Shaykh gives such a beautiful example, that we got maids that are working for us, who are shining our toilets, but Allah did not give us the tawfiq of shining their hearts with the noor of iman. We've got people that are working for us in our business, enriching us with our wealth, but we fail to realize to enrich them with the deen and the wealth of iman. So this is something very, very important. Allah give us the tawfiq of fulfilling this responsibility of making da'wah amongst the indigenous population. And I'll end with the Mufti Ali Sahib, Muhammad Ali Sahib Bhopali from Madrasa Zakaria, who came to our Jalsa, and he made a mention of a very, very important point. He said, as long as a person is making effort amongst the people in the localities around, for example, the vicinity, then inshallah, this will be our hifazat, this will be our protection. So this is something very, very important. Give them the deen, and inshallah, we will see. And what brings them really to deen is our akhlaq. Unfortunately, today, our very akhlaq is so evil that people are running from the fold of Islam. Allah save us, and Allah make us the means of people coming to the fold of Islam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.